وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you and all of us about the importance, the blessings, the beauties of this beautiful month, Shahr Ramadan, the month of fasting. One of the things that I was really amazed about when I came into Islam was the idea of how simple things are. At first, I was a bit frightened about the idea of fasting. It was one of the things that concerned me, because I learned that if you come into Islam, the obligations that go along with it, the responsibilities that you incur as a Muslim, it's not the same as some of the other religions that I've considered, because in Islam, you must do certain things. It's not just a suggestion, maybe you'd like to. No, you have to do it. For instance, and in this case I want to talk about the treatment of our relatives. It is not an option for Muslims how they treat their parents. I realize for the other monotheistic faiths of Judaism and Christianity that in the book of Exodus, the Old Testament, in chapter 20, it clearly tells us the responsibility toward the parents. That's the fifth of the Ten Commandments, to honor your mother and your father. But when we come to Islam, we find it's even stronger. It's the same thing, but stronger emphasis. Because now in Islam, we find that it's not just your mother and your father. It's your mother, your mother, your mother, and then your father. This is from a hadith or teachings of Muhammad. When someone asking about their responsibility to Allah, their responsibility to the Prophet, then who has the most rights of my responsibilities? Who do I take care of after that? He said, your mother. The person said, then who? He said, your mother. He said, then who? Your mother. And then your father. Look at this. Your mother, your mother, your mother, and then your father. Why like this? Some people said it's because three times as much for the mother as for the father. Maybe. But another point is, at the time of this revelation of Islam coming in the form of the Quran and the life of the Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what we find is he's given us the perfect example dealing with a situation that they lived in at that time. At the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, women had no voice. Even a wife would be beaten by her husband, even treated less than an animal. There were no rights for the women of Arabia. And this was not just a local problem. It was spread around the world. Women in general, mothers in particular, really didn't get their rights. So even though we know that this was a teaching amongst Jews and Christians at the time, unfortunately, there was nothing really to enforce this as in other parts of the world. So now we find here is a teaching ordering the believers to give this respect to their mothers. Of course, the Quran also deals with women in general, about how you must take care of your wives, supporting them and being close to them, taking care of them to the extent that you guys are one, like the covering over a bed or something like this. You're covering each other in a special way. That's beautiful. Also, that a man has to take care of his wife's needs. She must never be put in the position of having to go out and work and earn money and do things to support the house. That's his responsibility. Many of these things came. But specifically, we come back to this month of Ramadan and we see how much easier it is now to live up to that. Let's work on taking care of our women. All of the women in Islam, even the non-Muslim women, it's our responsibility to take care of the women and help them and nourish and care for them, nurture them, because they have big rights on us. So let's remember that, the rights of each other, our parents, and especially the women. This is the month for remembering and taking care of our obligations, the month of Ramadan. And speaking of remembering, remember our website. Our website is www.ramadanreminders.com. Until next time, this is Yusuf Estes for Ramadan Reminders. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.